In Chapter 10, you will continue to read about Miss Whitegage, Miss Jones, and Mr. Blake in their exploration of content assessment. They now have a stronger understanding on how to assess English learners in their classrooms. They are ready to differentiate between proficiency in English and students' knowledge in the content areas. These three teachers are prepared to report on their students' growth in English proficiency and academic development in communicating with students, school personnel, and families. A feeling of relief is evident in the teachers' body language as they express more confidence and enthusiasm about assessment. Miss Jones decides to develop a rubric to demonstrate the assessment principles she learned in the workshop. In this way, she will be able to make more informed decisions about her students' progress in life science and English proficiency. She finds the rubric to be beneficial in clearly understanding the expectations for students and in assessing their progress. She will develop more rubrics as she continues to design creative science lessons. She is already familiar with using anecdotal notes, checklists, the SOLM, the SWOLM, standards-based scales, portfolios, and other ways to assess students' performance. In turning to Mr. Blake, he decides to focus on principles of assessment, types of assessments, and testing accommodations. You will read more about large-scale and classroom-based evaluation for English learners in Chapter 10.